How you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
Hey, Mike, can you talk about your role out there right now and, you know, and how the defense is doing? And
defensively, we can be doing a lot better. We're not satisfied with our play, and especially in the secondary where we're giving up deep balls is an area, you know, of concern and something we want to work on, and you know, as well as stopping the run. So we got a couple of areas that we need to fix, and we will get them fixed. They're fixable problems, and I feel like everyone on defense feels the same way, that we'll get those problems fixed.
I know you're 2 years into it now. How difficult was it to turn the page on your time with the Eagles and move on?
I learned very quickly, that this game is also a business. So at one point in my life, I thought it was personal, but it's never personal. It's business. So by saying that, I'm saying that I got over it once I signed with the 49ers. It just moved on. You can't continue to linger on, you know, the past. You got to move forward.
When you said that at one point you felt it was personal, I mean, did that affect you at all while you were here?
Well, while I was there, it affected me a little bit because, you know, you put in 5 years there, you would think, you know, those feelings would be a little different. But at the same time, you know, talking to some veteran guys on the team and around the league, you know, I got over that and just realized that it is a business and they got to do what's best for their organization.
Are you still close with Sheldon Alito?
Yeah, we talk on occasion.
When you saw what happened to Alito, did it make you feel any better about your situation?
No, I actually felt pretty bad for him because here's a guy who's a, you know, competitor who wants to play and wants to be out there, you know, doing his thing, making plays and helping the team win. And for him to go through what he's going through right now is just going to make him a stronger and a better person and a better player.
But did that reinforce, you know, that thing you said about, you know, this being a business and you can't really take stuff too personal?
Exactly, and I'm pretty sure he knows that now, that it is a business. It's nothing personal that the Eagles are doing with him. It's just one of those things where, you know, they feel like, having three, you know, Pro Bowl caliber corners is better than having two, so.
Yeah, no, he's pretty much taking it personally.
Hey, Michael, you were, when you see Donovan now, when you look at film of the Eagles' offense, how does what you see compare to what you saw when you were his teammate here?
Oh man, Donovan, he looks great in the pocket. He can make every throw on the field, and I'm not saying he didn't do that before, but you can see his confidence level. It's through the roof now. He's maybe 2 years or a year and a half removed from the serious knee injury, so now he's back to the old Donovan, making plays, Pro Bowl player, and he's driving that offense.
When you watch them on film, are you surprised that they're struggling the way they are?
I mean, that's the league. Teams are going to game plan, you know, their opponents, and it's going to happen like that. I wouldn't say they're struggling, to be honest with you. They're still moving the ball, getting the ball in Westbrook's hand, and DeSean Jackson is making plays for him down the field. So, to me, they seem like they're pretty productive. But, you know, I don't know, you know, what's the feeling down there in Philadelphia.
Michael, with Westbrook, with the rib injury and everything, and him possibility of him not playing, you know, how much different is this offense without Westbrook?
We're not, to be honest with you, we're not preparing any different, you know, from their offense standpoint. We're preparing as if he's going to be out there playing, and that's the approach we feel like we have to take. This offense, it goes. You know, they got other guys that are capable of getting the job done in Correll and Booker, so they got guys that can step in and fill the role for him. But, you know, like you said, Westbrook is a